The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a SportsEthos.com presentation. Find us on Twitter, at EthosPelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank. If you've got time, go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening from. Helps us grow, all that jazz. Say it every episode. If you're new here, well, you wouldn't have heard that before, so welcome. It's great to see such an array of people from all over the world tuning in, and as the Pelicans season continues, people continue to join us, so welcome. So, on Friday night, we took on the Celtics. Didn't get a podcast out earlier, it was my weekend, I was enjoying it, and I thought I'd get this one out before I head off to a wedding. So we'll see whether or not a pod gets out straight away after tomorrow's game, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, I digress. So the Celtics visited the Pelicans, and unfortunately we were outclassed. 117 to 109. The score looks closer than it probably should have been. The Celtics gave us an absolute touch-up in the first quarter, dropped 40 on us, and were unbelievable from three-point range. Couldn't miss. We were without Zion Williamson again in this one, and he was listed as questionable. He's now listed for probable, and had different confirmations even from himself saying that he will be playing. So he said that in one of the interviews that he just had after training on Saturday, I think it was. So looking forward to seeing him return against the Warriors. So what happened? Well, first quarter was an absolute bloodbath. We got caught on the back foot by this Celtics team that just could not miss. They were really, really good from outside. And every time you try to chase them off the line, or they just move the ball. They move the ball quicker than we did. We were slow to recover, and by switching everything, we got put in positions where we weren't able to succeed. So we had the starting lineup with Trey Murphy in it in place of Zion, as we had the last couple of games. And they just sort of exploited the Al Horford's ability to shoot threes. So he was, I think, 4 of 4 in the first quarter, 3 of 3 from 3 or something like that. We'll have to fact check that, but hit a couple of 3-pointers. I think he ended up with 4. Yeah, he did. He was being able to stand out on the perimeter and let those great wings in Brown and Tatum just get in the lane. And really, when his number was called, he took the shot and he made it. And they're backbreaking when you're trying to get yourself into a game and trying to get into a rhythm, and then another three comes down and another three. And we just didn't really have a response. It took until the second quarter to really make those adjustments, which we know that when we get down early, we do adjust and we never give in, but it was a situation where the Celtics just showed their class. They're a finals-bound team, and or just returned from the finals, and probably not a bad contender to get in there again. And if that's the measuring stick where we need to be, well, we've got a little bit of work to do. They were without Marcus Smart as well, their best defender, defensive player of the year. So again, you know, they've had Derek White start in his place, and really, they were just too good. They honestly were, and you can't be upset about this one. I mean, it was a great test. You're without Zion, you lose Trey Murphy about halfway through the game, in the end of the second quarter. He twisted his ankle. He's now questionable with a foot contusion or ankle contusion. He rolled his ankle or stepped on someone and went to the locker room, didn't return, which is a shame. But again, the scans come back clear like Zion's did, so hopefully it's not too bad. He's had a couple of days rest and hopefully he plays. If not, he should be back, I guess, in a couple of days. But again, disappointing when your best three-point shooter goes down, because any chance of really shooting yourself back into a lead or into a game and cutting into a lead is based on being able to match shots and make shots, and three is more than two. So it was disappointing to say the least. So we'll go to the quarter by quarter. First quarter, as I said, they dropped 40 on us to our 25. They gave himself a nice little buffer to get going. 27 points in the second to our 32. So we responded. We got the bench in. We started matching up better. We started defending. We started being preemptive rather than reactive and getting in the passing lanes and making sure that they had contested shots. I mean, they were still fantastic from three, but making everything else harder. And that was led by Jose, by Najee. Dyson played some good minutes. And when you start on the defensive end, it makes the offense easier. You can start getting points. So that was really good. Third quarter, 22-21 in favor of Celtics. Again, that was, it really became a bit of a dogfight after a while. It was messy. It was scrappy. And honestly, it wasn't a pretty basketball game at all. And sometimes you just need to ugly the game up to get yourself back into it. But the Celtics showed that they were a really classy organization. And then in the last quarter, it was an arm wrestle, and the Pelicans managed to turn the ball over, force turnovers a fair bit, and ended up finishing winning that quarter 31-28. So if you don't get belted in the first quarter, you're with them for three quarters the rest of the way. You're one overall if you don't count the first quarter. But unfortunately, you dig yourself a hole early. You need to rebound and you need to be able to get knocked down and get back up. And I think we did that. We just fell short. And the adjustments came, but they probably came too late. And that is a difficult thing to consider when it seems to be a bit of a theme that now and then, especially against the good sides, is that we start slow, even against some of the bad sides, actually. We start slow and then have to dig ourselves out the hole. So, I mean, starting fast, when we do, we just blow teams out the water. We absolutely do. And then it seems to be the maintaining it for four quarters. That seems to be our biggest issue this season, is playing four quarters of solid basketball. We can play three. We can absolutely play three. We can definitely play two. But playing all four, there always seems to be a lapse where you just don't put teams away, or you let other teams get the tails up early, and then you're fighting against the scoreboard the whole game. And the one good, the one thing about the Celtics is that every time you get a bit of momentum, they have momentum killing threes. They just get down, they make a bucket and kill runs. There was a great run that we had in the second and third quarter that was great. And then every time it looked like we're getting close, I think we got back to 5 points or something in the fourth quarter. But then they make shots again and they cause a turnover. And all of a sudden you find yourself back in a hole and they pull away. They also had a heap of talent. You know, Jason Tatum's probably close to being one of the big MVP contenders this year. Jaylen Brown gave you 27, 10, and 7. You know, Jason Tatum was had a bad game. He was 6 of 18, but still gave you 19, 7, and 10 assists. So it makes it really tricky to take everything away, especially when you've got your stars that are being unselfish and creating for one another. So, honestly, tough game, but a good measuring stick game. I think we'd beaten a couple of solid teams this year, but you need to beat these elite ones. And honestly, the Celtics, besides being able to shoot the absolute lights out of it, weren't that far ahead of us, honestly. You add Zion Williamson to that lineup, I think we do really well. I think it becomes a heap closer because all of a sudden they have to adjust. And I've seen a lot of carry-on out there that's like, oh, we're better without Zion. It's like, no, we've played teams that we've been able to match up well without Zion. The hard part on those games is that when you shoot the ball really well, you look really good. When you shoot the ball poorly, you get absolutely smashed. When Zion's in the ball in the game, you manage to shoot the ball a bit better because you have more space. It's just up to the shooters to make the shots. So because of the gravity that he brings, so I don't subscribe to us being a better side without him. I think get him in. Let's get this this lineup really rocking with everyone together and continue to grow together as we move through the season. Because I think at the pointy end, when everything's zinging, we're going to be a really tough team to beat. Especially if we can stay healthy. That's going to be the big asterisk. Everyone said it all year. I mean, it's like any team, isn't it? The more healthier you are, the better chance you have of succeeding. So we'll see what happens there. So if we go over to the team comparison to the stats, we shot 49%, they shot 48, but they hit 20 of 46 from three. We hit 13 of 35, 37%. So, I mean, we were league average. They just blitzed us with a barrage. I think they hit 10 three-pointers in the first quarter. So you took that away from them for the rest of the game. They only made 10 more, but like I said, you dig yourself in a hole, you get 30 points from threes in the first quarter, you're already fighting an uphill battle. Derek White played out of his skin, hit a heap of threes, which makes it really tough when the other guys step up because you can stop. We stopped Tatum with his scoring, but everyone else then took over, which makes it really tricky. Free throws, 10 of 13 to 15 of 17 in favor of them. Assists, we only had 24 assists to their 28. We know that when we play the 0.5 offense, when we move the ball and create for others and the ball doesn't stick, we play better. 24 assists for us is not enough. And I know it sounds like a lot, but it's 24 on 43 made. What do we have in against the Bulls? Huge amount. 30 or something off 43 made. You just got to move the ball. We don't need the hero ball. We play better when it's the we score mentality. And we get up and about when that happens. So, I don't know. We'll... Celtics defended the living daylights out of it, and they were really good. So I can't really complain too much. Fast break points got 24 to their 11. So when they did turn the ball over, we got hold of it. It just took a little while to get that. 23 to 20 on points off turnovers. It was pretty close. And they killed us in rebounding, 46 to 37. And when you're not going to secure rebounds, it makes it really tough to win because you don't end the possession. And oftentimes, when there was a 50-50 ball that was to win in this game, we come off at the 49%, whereas they got hold of it and won. So it made it really tricky. There was a play where we were really making a run at the end of the last quarter, and the ball come off, I think it was off Brown, went between Brandon's legs and landed with Grant Williams or someone who just laid it in. And it makes it so tricky when those 50-50 balls that normally would just go out of bounds and we'd get the ball back don't go your way. It makes it really tough. And sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way. The basketball gods are a fickle beast, as we know. But honestly, it was a tough night, but a learning experience, shall we say. I wasn't thinking the sky was falling by getting beaten by Boston. It's a good team. So, we'll go to a break. When we come back, we'll do quick discussion, and then we shall get out of here. So, be back after this.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, listeners, let's talk a little fantasy. Do you remember who led you to Tyrese Haliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other ranked list? That's right, it was a Brewski 150, and you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Great. Well, this year, the Brewski 150 is on sale for a limited time, and Ethos 360 subscribers can get access straight away. Head to sportsethos.com and click to the premium tab to grab membership or draft guide today. And yes, to your answer your most important question, the Brewski 150 is included in all options. Check back daily for more new features and dominate your leagues again with Sports Ethos. Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. All in all, disappointing loss, 117-109 against Boston Celtics. At the Smoothie King Center, it was Pelican Hat Night, and if you got a spare one, send it my way because you can't get them down here. And I see they're raffling off 50 more, but again, you can't get them in Australia. You have to be a resident of the United States, as per the norm when I enter these things, and then they're like, you can't win. And I'm like, but I just want to be part of something. But anyway, I digress. Someone hold me. Go to the box score. As I said, Tatum had 19, 7, and 10. Brown had 27, 10 and 7. Derek White had 26. Horford, 18. Williams had 12. And then you have a look at the three-pointers made. It was 2 from Tatum, 2 from Williams, 4 from Horford, 3 from Brown, 6 from Derek White. I don't know if that's a career high, but probably close. Brogdon hit 1. Hauser hit 2, who's the most highest-rated offensive player in the whole league, which all power to him. For us, Brandon Ingram, 25, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, did everything. Trey Murphy played 12 minutes, didn't score, got injured. Jonas had himself 10, 4 and 3. Herb in 35 minutes, 17, 7 and 2 assists and 3 steals. And McCollum had 18 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, but shot 7 of 18. And I thought one thing that was interesting was in the Bally Sports post-game. They were talking about him being a leader and coming back and getting his back in his rhythm, and they were trying to find a silver lining to shooting or justify shooting 7 of 18. And they're like, oh, he takes them at the end of shot clock or he takes them at the end of quarters. I mean, it's just not very efficient. We can call a spade, you know. It's one of those things that he didn't shoot the ball particularly well. At times he was solid, but in other times he forced it, and that's okay. Well, it's not, but, you know, it's all right to admit that, yeah, he probably didn't shoot the ball quite as well, but he is starting to find his rhythm. 4 of 8 from 3, which is what you want to see. Needs to move the ball more. When he passes, he seems to get himself a heap of assists, and when he doesn't, he ends up with 3, and we only end up with 24 as a team. And when you handle the ball that much, you got to move the ball. Again, only Brandon had a big assist night. Jose, 24 off the bench. 24 minutes, had 10, 6, and 4 assists. Naji with 9 points. Larry Nance was great again. 16 and 8, 1 assist, 3 steals, 2 blocks. 7 of 8 from the field. And Larry has been our bright spark. He's been fantastic. I can't say enough about Larry. I think he's been really, really good. So he's in that job share with JV at the minute and provides a... another, I suppose, outlook. He's been great. So all in all, we lose. We go on to play the Warriors, who played tonight, and we'll play on the second night of a back-to-back against us. So we've got to bring our A game, because you want to outlast this team. You've had a bit of a rest, so it is important that we come in and really give them a hammering. That is important. You've got to take advantage of the circumstances when they're presented to you. So we'll see what happens there. So before I wrap up, the squadron got their first win. Kyra Lewis Jr. returned. Oh, he's returned. He's played two games now, I think. He had 18 points. They're really good. Sebron has been dominating down there, a two-way guy. So with the backcourt of those two guys, I'm surprised that they're not beating teams by more, even though they thrashed the team, the Austin Spurs that they played. So I'm looking forward to seeing them continue to get the reps in, and perhaps they'll come up to the league team soon. I think Kyra has a schedule to play, and then he can come back and hopefully win some minutes with the Pelicans, but we'll see what happens there. So I think I'm going to leave it at that. Short, sharp Monday episode for you all. We'll take the Warriors on. Got to contain Steph. Got to contain Jordan Poole. And we need to win this one. It's important that we come in and beat them, because we know that their reserve team pushed us when we last played them. So if they've got the full team in, we need to really put them to bed early and continue to play our style. Move the ball, defend, rebound, and play team basketball. And also Zion and Brandon Ingram should run amok. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. So have a look at that one. I'm going to leave it at that. This has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank as always. Stay safe, and I'll be back talking to you all after the Warriors game. Bye for now.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.